CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. An American from Missouri has been found in Syria. Travis Timmerman was released from a prison after 7 months by Islamist rebels. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We're working to bring him home, to bring him out of Syria.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer has spoken with Timmerman.
We found the house about 15 miles south of Damascus, and there was Travis Timmerman from Urbana, Missouri.
I was only let out 3 times a day to go to the bathroom, so that was quite the hardship.
You had food and water?
I did.
Secretary Blinken said he had no update on the American journalist Austin Tice, who was abducted in Syria in 2012, but he said the U.S. continues to look for Tice. CBS News has learned that the Turkish government is facilitating U.S. communication with the Syrian rebels. American officials aren't allowed to speak directly to the rebel group because it's a designated terror group, and its leader is a designated terrorist under American law. A deal to end the fighting in Gaza and bring the hostages home could be near, says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We're now looking to close a hostage release deal and a ceasefire, which would stop the war and reunite hostages with their families.
Sullivan says Israel and Hamas have indicated they support the proposed ceasefire deal. As his time in the White House winds down, Joe Biden is exercising the mighty presidential power of pardons and commutations. CBS's Jared Hill says Biden has now commuted the sentences of 1,500 people.
The announcement represents the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. On the list, people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the COVID-19 pandemic. Biden is also pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes.
President-elect Donald Trump has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. He spoke at the New York Stock Exchange before ringing the bell to mark the start of today's trading.
I have to say, Time Magazine getting this honor for the second time. I think I like it better this time, actually.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has put a cap of $5 on overdraft fees that big banks can charge starting next October. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the CFPB will allow the big banks to charge more than $5 if they can prove the higher fee is necessary to cover their actual collection costs.
The new CFPB rule is seen as part of the Biden administration's campaign to reduce junk fees for consumers. And for those households that pay these overdraft fees, it could save about $220 a year.
Less than 2 hours before the close on Wall Street, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all off about 0.3%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. In for Stuart J. Waddles, this is Chris Morrow. Have you noticed it's cold out today? Hasn't been this cold since January of earlier this year. Going to stay that way most of the day today with winds gusting over 25 miles per hour. While temperatures may be in the very low teens for a high, wind chills will be well below zero. Make sure you're bundled up. Don't let exposed skin catch frostbite. Things warm up again by the weekend. As you might expect with this cold weather, scammers are getting in on things. They're trying to call people up and convince them to send them money or they're going to have their heat turned off. Simply not true. It's a scam. There's a moratorium on shutting off heat during this time of the year. There's no way authorities will turn it off when temperatures are this cold. You have time to make arrangements, and the cutoff date comes in mid-March. On the topic of electricity, power is pumping out of Paris. We Energy says the 200-megawatt solar operation in Kenosha County now online. The Paris Solar Park has almost 500,000 solar panels that can power about 60,000 homes. Again, it stays cold throughout the day today, the forecast here in moments. And back with more timeless hits. That's an update on news. We do updates twice an hour, top and bottom of the hour, and you can find them on demand at WRJN.com. From the Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow.
The Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops, the Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It may look pretty outside, but it does not feel like it. With high temperatures today trying to tap 10 degrees, those feisty winds are really making it feel more like 5 to 15 below. Overnight lows bottom out near zero, and for tomorrow, slightly warmer, rising to near 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Going to Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. To make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and snow crested brown, without no sleep or night,
a world's the child of a mountain.
She'll be a true love of mine.
Strands and polishes of gun.
She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle of blazing
in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and you are going to want to be listening in the 4 p.m. hour. That's the next time we're going to give you a keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win contest. It's going to be your chance to win $100 cash. Again, the next keyword coming up in the 4 p.m. hour. Good luck from WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you.
can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
oh, twice
on the pipe,
if the answer is no,
I love you,
oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway,
twice
on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G.
Oh,
Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, "Hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner." Membership card to get inside.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Georgia Hall.
Hello.
Georgia is a member of First Presbyterian Church, and she's also the organizer of the Music and More concert series. Now, Georgia, I have no idea why I'm talking to you in December, because Music and More is usually in the summer, isn't it?
I know, but this is going to be our second annual Music and More Candlelight Christmas concert coming up this Saturday at 7 p.m.
Saturday, 7 p.m., First Presbyterian Church, downtown Racine. That's at the corner of, 7th and College Avenue, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the concert. What are we going to expect?
Well, last year we had our first candlelight concert, and we received so many compliments and good feedback that we decided we'd plan another great event for this year. So Saturday night, December 14th, the concert will have the same mood as last year. It's a peaceful, reflective type of concert in the darkened sanctuary, but we'll have some different musicians and different musical selections.
So Saturday night, 7 o'clock, as you mentioned, is it, I assume it's holiday themed or at least winter themed or?
Right. The performers are going to include Randy and Beth Bush. We've got 40 members of the Choral Arts Society. We've got Mark Paffraff, Linda Schlitz Ensemble. This time she's bringing Brian Dale, Dwayne Williams, and a Russian pianist named Kostya. I don't want to murder his last name, but she has a wonderful ensemble. Okay. There's going to be a violinist. There'll be cello. There'll be vocals from Victoria Volman and Ruby Seaton. We've got two sets of dancers coming. Four are going to be from the Racine International Folk Dancers. And then we have 11 fifth graders coming from the Prairie School. Oh. later in the program, they'll be performing an Israeli candle dance.
Wow.
So that'll be great.
Now, do we need tickets for this?
You do. It's $15 a person. You can go to the church website at www.firstpressracine.org and buy your tickets easily online. Or you should be able to buy some at the door unless they're all sold out. We've been having a lot of tickets go out the door, so it might be best to get yours in advance.
All right. Why don't you give us that website one more time?
www.firstpressracine.org.
Now, I know you, I know that you always like to do things for a cause, and I'm guessing that that $15 is going to go to something special.
Well, the $15 actually will probably pay for all of the musicians and the concert.
Okay.
But we will have free will offering baskets out, like we did last year, and we raised money for the Women's Resource Center, and we'll be doing that again this year. We'll also have audience drawing at the end of the concert. I've got some really good gift certificates to give away. There's going to be an after-concert reception in Fellowship Hall that people are invited to stay for that. So you get a lot for your $15.
All right.
Also,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One more good thing. We have boxes and boxes of homemade Christmas cookies that we're going to be selling for $10 a box. And the money from that goes to our three youth music scholarship funds. So you can buy excellent cookies, too.
Well, and for those of us who are very busy this time of year and don't necessarily have time to get that oven turned on, that might not be a bad thing.
Well, I've had people tell me that they come to the concert just for the cookies. So I guess the music and other things are just a bonus.
Yeah, I suppose.
They stock up on, you know, 5 or 6 boxes of cookies to last them through the season.
All right. So just to wrap it up here, why don't you give us the whole who, what, when, where one more time?
Okay, it's this Saturday, December 14th, starts at 7 p.m. The doors will open at 6:15. It's our second annual Music and More Candlelight Concert. We've got a lot of great performers. We've got dancers. We've got poetry readings. There'll be an audience candle lighting during the last closing hymn, a beautiful version of Silent Night. So there's just going to be a lot of good things happening at First Presbyterian Church, 716 College Avenue on Saturday night.
All right. Georgia, thank you.
Well, thank you.
It's Georgia Hall, the organizer of the Music and More concert series, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Right now at Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, get $11,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn during their Wrap Up the Year sales event. Plus, get $2,000 Ford Conquest cash without trading in a Ford product. Get to Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for their Wrap Up the Year sales event today. See dealer for complete details, plus tax, title, and dock fee to well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Must finance through Stellantis Financial.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business calm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay is my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Badgers.
Sees Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. How do you like these bitter wind chills? I hope you're being safe out there. The cold, cold wind chills are going to remain in effect throughout the afternoon and tonight. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 6 above, but wind chills between 0 and 5 below. And then tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 27. Wind chills above 0, though, between 0 and 10 above. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's the Ronettes on WRJN.
Must have been some magic in that old silver thing.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow, in for Stuart J. Waddles. Let's take a look at news. It's going to stay cold for a while today. Some of the coldest temperatures since last January have settled over Racine and Kenosha counties. Going to be no more than the low to mid-teens for a high today. If even that, wind chills will stay below zero. You could get frostbite if you're outside for 30 minutes or even less with skin exposed with the high winds and frigid temperatures. One thing to be aware of are scammers that are taking advantage of people who are afraid of losing their power during the cold. There is a moratorium on shutting off electricity during the winter. So if you get a call from somebody saying you owe them money and you owe them now, they're lying to you. They can't turn off your power because of non-payment. Those moratoriums last until mid-spring. Well, while Microsoft is using most of the land, Foxconn's still getting most of the tax credits. A recent state report showing that Foxconn has been approved for almost $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. The report shows just over 1,100 Foxconn people working in the state, and the company spending $24 million in Racine County development. The long-awaited facelift of Reef Point Marina making progress. Over half the docks on the northeast portion of the area have been removed as part of phase one. A special barge with a crane is helping to relocate the old docks to Bell Harbor Marina. They'll store them there temporarily. Once it's done, there'll be new docks, pumping stations, and restrooms. Heading down to Kenosha, the Kenosha Police Department has welcomed a brand new member, Tilly, a 16-week-old Labrador Retriever donated to the department to serve as a therapy dog. An organization called Partners with Paws was created to support officer wellness and make the donation. Tilly starts her therapy dog training early next month. The statement says the initiative is part of efforts to prioritize the mental health of officers in the Kenosha Police Department. That's what's happening in news. We have updates for you at the top and bottom of every hour, or you can get it on demand online at WRJN.com. From the Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It may look pretty outside, but it does not feel like it. With high temperatures today trying to tap 10 degrees, those feisty winds are really making it feel more like 5 to 15 below. Overnight lows bottom out near zero, and for tomorrow, slightly warmer, rising to near 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 10 degrees in our studios. WRJN.
Shining through the window, let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom.
I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, a care in the world. See the smile of rain in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN from 1972. It's Seals and Crofts and Summer Breeze. Wouldn't you like to feel a summer breeze right about now? By the way, other artists who covered that song, the Isley Brothers, Johnny Mathis, Main Ingredient, and Jason Mraz all covered that song. Now, the Mamas and Papas on WRJN.
Bye. don't you know? I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. There ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tone. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it. Your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? This is just a random piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is the voices of Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse got married in real life. Well, some of the voices of Mickey and Minnie anyway. Wayne Allwine and Russie Taylor were married for 18 years until Allwine's death in 2009.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Oh, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
Day number 8 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. It's the most wonderful time of the year to indulge in holiday sweets. Savor the warmth of freshly baked cobbler straight from the oven, crowned with vanilla bean ice cream. Or share the joy of the season with cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Perfect for those winter nights. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that. So good, I got you.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
You're gone.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden has pardoned dozens of people and commuted the sentences of 1,500 others, that is. That's the most ever in a single day, says CBS's Jared Hill.
On the list, people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the COVID-19 pandemic. Biden is also pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says it's a way for the president to let the country know he is still in charge.
No one can change it. No one can appeal it. And so it's a good way for an outgoing president to generate some headlines and remind people that, yes, indeed, he's still there.
Officials in Louisville, Kentucky have come to terms with the Justice Department on police reforms.
The agreement was sparked by the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor in 2020.
This historic agreement will build upon and accelerate the transformational police reform that we have already begun.
Mayor Craig Greenberg.
LMPD has rewritten its policies, revised its procedures, and reorganized its departments.
The consent decree follows a federal investigation that found Louisville police engaged in a pattern of violating constitutional rights and discrimination against the black community. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Multiple Biden administration officials are in the Middle East for talks on Syria and a Gaza ceasefire. CBS's Cammie McCormick has details.